A reading from Prophet Daniel. King Nebuchadnezzar said, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you will not serve my God or worship the golden statue that I set up? Be ready now to fall down and worship the statue I had made whenever you hear the sound of the trumpet, flute, lyre, harp, bagpipe, and all the other musical instruments. Otherwise you shall be instantly cast into the white hot furnace. And who is the God who can deliver you out of my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered King Nebuchadnezzar, "There is no need for us to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If our God, whom we serve, can save us from the white hot furnace and from your hands, O King, may he save us. But even if he will not, know, O King, that we will not serve your God or worship the golden statue that you set up." King Nebuchadnezzar's face became livid with utter rage against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He ordered the furnace to be heated 7 times more than usual, and had some of the strongest men in his army bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and cast them into the white hot furnace. Nebuchadnezzar rose in haste and asked his nobles, "Did we not cast 3 men bound into the fire?" "Assuredly, O King," they answered. "But," he replied, "I see 4 men unfettered and unhurt walking in the fire, and the 4th looks like a son of God." Nebuchadnezzar exclaimed, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel to deliver the servants who trusted in him. They disobeyed the royal command and yielded their bodies rather than serve or worship any god except their own God." The word of the Lord. Here is a dramatic contest of who the true God is. God reveals himself in a way that leaves the king a transformed man from his first position of seeing himself as another God. Who is the God that can deliver you out of my hands? To giving a testimony, the 4th looks like a son of God. Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These 3 men had great faith. They believed that they can escape death. They also made it clear that if God did not choose to spare them from death, they would not worship the idol. They would die in the arms of the God they love. They fought the fire with faith. This is a powerful witness when disaster falls. I come from a background where people who will have been fervent in prayer, but when they face discouragement and despair and hardships in life, they listen to other voices and resort to divination. How often do we succumb to pressure, and when we think there is no way out? Today's reading is an inspiration to us that if we remain steadfast and faithful to God, we'll be able to accept his will, even if it's not what we will have anticipated. Our lives will be a testimony in itself, since in life and in death, we still belong to God. We pray, "Dear God, look upon us with kindness and grant us courage to face the fires in our daily lives. Reassure those who are on the verge of giving up, and help them know that you alone can drive out the flames of ignorance, sin, and discouragement. Amen."